Quicksilver, a novel by Derek Mathias, narrated by the author. Chapter 1. The Rush of Excitement. Taking something that doesn't belong to you is a time-honored tradition. Every living thing does it in some way or another. But if the owner objects to having the item taken, it's called stealing. I steal things. I don't do it because I need the money. I don't do it to correct some social injustice. I do it because I like to steal. It's not about the treasure. It's about the process. Nothing else in life is more exciting, and nothing makes me feel more alive than gambling with my freedom and escaping undetected. That's the real reward for pulling off the perfect theft. The item itself is mainly just a reminder, a trophy to hold in my hand after the victory. Although, I have to admit, I like rare and expensive trophies. My name is Sylvester Larsini, and I am a kleptomaniac. I discovered my taste for stealing at the ripe young age of 7. I walked to a local bookstore with my allowance, intending to buy a comic book, but somewhere along the way the money must have fallen out of my pocket. I could have just returned home and asked my mother for more. She would have understood. But I was too mad at myself for losing my allowance. I decided to take the comic without paying for it. With my 7-year-old logic, I figured it would be okay, since I would be out the money either way. When the store manager turned away, I grabbed a comic book and slipped it under my shirt and down the front of my pants. The rush of excitement I felt was like nothing I'd ever experienced before. It was like Christmas and Halloween and my birthday all rolled into one. I thought the manager would hear my heart pounding in my chest. But he noticed nothing. Nobody saw anything. I got away scot-free. Over time, I perfected the technique. I found I could suck in my stomach and tuck several books into my waistband without them showing through my shirt. I never wanted for reading material, although I had to keep my stash hidden among some old books in the attic where my parents never looked. One day I spotted a manual on lockpicking techniques in a used bookstore. I took it. Before I even finished reading the manual, my interest in comics was gone. Lockpicking was secret, forbidden knowledge, not meant for a young boy like me, and I found it irresistible. I studied that manual until it fell apart. I even created my own lockpick set by filing down pieces of scrap metal. I practiced on bike locks, padlocks, my home's door locks, and any other locks I could get my hands on, until I could open them all within seconds. Then one night I watched the musical Oliver on TV and became fascinated by the pickpocketing scenes. I started teaching myself how to pick pockets by surreptitiously planting items on friends and family members and then removing them. At first they often caught me, despite the deftness with sleight of hand I had developed from my shoplifting experience, but I always played it off as a harmless little game, and nobody took it seriously. Everyone thought I soon grew out of that phase, but in reality I just became good enough that they never caught me anymore. In my mid-teens, I chafed at not being able to drive legally, so I figured out how to steal cars and motorcycles for joyrides. Since I didn't have to pay for the vehicles or their repairs, I used them to practice tricky maneuvers like bootleg reverses and ramp jumps in empty parking lots. Not many of the vehicles made it back to their owners in one piece. While I took the cars just for the thrill of it, I knew I would need to make a living eventually. So I started taking untraceable valuables I found in the cars and selling them at pawn shops. But when I found a place that would buy almost anything of value, no questions asked, I began regularly jacking the stereo systems from cars to sell after my joyrides. It still wasn't enough to live on. However, the pawn shop owner knew a guy who ran a chop shop, and he paid well for premium vehicles. It didn't take long before the cars I took ended up never being returned to their owners at all. I even began breaking into secure homes and storage facilities to get at some of the more...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?